started Masechta Menachos in the last year in Zvachim. We did the Mishnah. Let's just review quickly the Mishnah, and we'll start the Sugya Mirtz Hashem here on Daf Beis Amud Aleph in Menachos. Kol HaMenachos SheNikmitzu Shelo Lishman Ksheros. If the Kmitza was done Shelo Lishma, and the Haktar on the Mizbeach, instead of being done for the purpose of one particular mincha, was done for the purpose of another, of, let's say, declared the Kohen that he's doing it for the purpose of another mincha. Here the Mishnah paskins, Ksheros, Elishlo, Olu, Lebailim, L'shem Chova. A very similar, parallel Mishnah to what we saw at the beginning of Zvachim, that Shelo Lishma is kosher, but the Bailam still have an outstanding chova, and they'll have to replace the carbon. Here too in Menachos. However, there are exceptions to the rule where Shelo Lishma passes the carbon, and that we saw at the beginning of Zvachim, and we see it here too at the beginning of Menachos. Chutz mi minchas chote u minchas knos. Minchas chote is a classical case of a chote who normally would have to bring what's called a korban ola v'yored, and that depends on his financial status. In the case of Shavuos Ha'edus, of Shavuos Sheker, and Tumas Mikdash v'Kadoshav, if he has the wherewithal, he will bring a Se'ira l'chatos. If he's an Ani, he'll bring Shtei Torim o Shnei Bnei Yona. And in event that he's dalus, he's very poor, he brings asiris ha'efa solus lechatos. That's called a minchas chatos. And then we have a minchas knos, which is otherwise known as a minchas sota, in the case of a woman who's suspect because she had kinui and stira. In those cases, if the kmitza was done shelo lishma, then the minchas psula legamrei. And we're not going to take the komets and burn it on the Mizbeach. There won't be any heter achilas hashiraim lekohanim. And the Gemara later on is going to derive this from a pasuk. The last part of the Mishnah establishes that in the cases that we mentioned before about minchas chote and minchas knos, when the kmitza was shelo lishma, then the Mishnah adds that if the nesinas hakmitza into a kli with shelo lishma, that parallels kabbalas hadam in zvachim, or alternatively the hiluch, the holochas hakometz l'mizbeach, which has its parallel in zvachim holochas hadam, and finally hiktir, if the burning on the mizbeach was done shelo lishma. So any of the four avodos that were done Shelo Lishma, in these cases of Minchas Chote, Minchas Knos, would passel the carbon. But here the Mishnah adds a combination Machshava, where the Kohen declares Lishma v'Shelo Lishman, or Shelo Lishma and Lishman. And the Mishnah establishes that in such cases the Mincha is Psula. And this is parallel to what we have in Korban Pesach, in Masechta Pesachim Nun Tesam in Beis. If we use Makriv, the Korban Pesach, Lishma and Shelo Lishma, Shelo Lishma and Lishma, then the Korban is Pasul. Now, in the case of Korban Pesach, the Sugya there in Pesachim quotes a Sufik of Rav Papa. How to interpret the Mishnah there in Pesachim? With these two machshavos in one avoda, and then the Mishnah reflects the Shita Rab Yossi of Af Bigmar Dvarav Adam Nitvas, or is the case of the Mishnah De Machshavos B'Shtei Avodos Shonos, and if in the first case it is Shtei Machshavos be Avoda Achas, which we said reflects the Shita of Rabbi Yossi, that we take into consideration his Machshava Shalol Lishma, when he ends his machshava with shalol lishma and contradicts his original machshava lishma. According to Rabbi Meir, in that case, we would apply the principle of tfos lashon rishon, and since he began with a machshava lishma, the carbon would be kosher. If it's, as we said, the other possibility of shtei machshavos b'shtei avodas shonos, let's say, for example, he did the shchita lishma, but then the zrika was shalol lishma, or the shchita was done shalol lishma al menas lizrok as dama shalol lishma. In those cases, even Rabbi Meir would agree that since they're separate avodos, the machsheves psul of shalol lishma in one of those two avodos is enough to generate the psul and the carbon is possible, and that doesn't depend upon the gemar dvarav or adam nitfas b'lashon rishon. Now, even though we have the Mishnah of Shalol Lishma, or Lishma and Shalol Lishma Psula, so the Mishnah wants to get both directions, you know, both sequences, whether it's Lishma first and then Shalol Lishma, or Shalol Lishma first and then Lishma, because one could have possibly argued that the main das of a person is what he thinks at the end, and if at the end his Sof Machshava was Lishma, that wouldn't pass the carbon. Therefore, the Mishnah here wants to teach us that the Minchas Psula, even if his Machshava B'Sof is Shalol Lishma, even if the Sof Machshava was Lishma, because Af B'Tchilas Dvarav Adam Nitfas. Ketza, the Mishnah fleshes this out. Lishman V'Shalol Lishma means he began with a machshava for a minchas chote, l'shem minchas chote, that's called l'shma, and then at the end, l'basof, l'shem minchas nidava, and that's already shalol l'shma. So he started with l'shma and he ends with shalol l'shma. Now the Mishnah gives the reverse case, shalol l'shma v'l'shman, he starts with shalol l'shma. He had a machshava l'shem minchas nedova, and then finally at the end, he had a machshava l'shem minchas chote. In the case of minchas sota, or knos, as we mentioned, he has in mind l'shem minchas sota, which is l'shma, and then finally l'shem minchas nedova, which is shalol l'shma. And even though the Mishnah mentions that the minchas psua in lishma and shalol lishma in the cases of minchas chote and minchas knos, the Rambam in Hilchas Psuya Mikdash in Perek Yud Gimel clarifies that even in other karbanos that were brought lishma and shalol lishma, then the law of the din would be that it's kosher velo olo l'shem bailin. There's a comment here on the Mishnah in one of the super commentaries on Mishnahis, that's the Tiferes Yisrael. Why did the Mishnah have to explain what is machsheva shalol lishma in mincha? It would seem simple and understood by itself that minchas chote l'shem minchas nedova is shalol lishma. What's the Mishnah coming to be mechadish? And he answers that even though there's no difference between minchas chote and minchas nedova in the mincha and the avoda, the gufa mincha, the only difference is that a minchas chote comes without shemen and lavona, as we'll soon see, that's called a mincha chareva. Nevertheless, there's a shinui here in kodesh, and it's considered shalol lishma, and how much more so in the case of minchas machvas, l'shem minchas marcheshes, which is a shinui in the kodesh itself, that for sure is shalol lishma. And we'll get into these distinctions in more detail as we go through the sugya. The Gemara now wants to explain the Mishnah when the Mishnah says kol menachos shenikmitzu shalol lishman is ksheros el shalol ol l'bayel l'shem chov v'lomeli l'misnei ella. The Gemara, as it has wondered at the beginning of Zvachim, here too at the beginning of Menachos, wonders about the extra word ella. Listening, the Gemara says, it could have said, v'lo olu l'baylim l'shem chova. the word El is completely superfluous. Even if you omit it, you damage nothing, you lose nothing to the Pshat. And what's the significance of the word Ola? Ela, excuse me. Hakamashma, the Gemara answers that the Mishnah wants to tell us in this extra word Ela that Labailim hu delo Ola l'shem chova, if he did the Kmitza of these Menachos, Shalo l'shman, the Bailim do not have a fulfillment of their obligation, of their neder, but ha, as far as other dinim are concerned, the mincha gufa kshera, the mincha has the same status as any mincha l'chol davar, which means that osu l'shanos, osu l'shnuye, that the balance of the avodos have to be done l'shma, even if he started with a kmitza shalo l'shma, he still has to do all the other three avodos l'shma. And that's why the Mishnah says Ela. Ela means that only. Ela means only as far as lo ol l'bayim l'shem chov, but as far as other dinim in the avod is concerned, specifically the requirement of avod l'shma, the mincha is like any other mincha, it's a mincha kshera. And now the Gemara says, so again, if he does a kmitz of a mincha shalo l'shma, he's not allowed to do what parallels Kabbalah Saddam, which means to put the komets into a kli shalo l'shma, and how much more so the halach and the akhtor al gavi mizbech. Now we have Rava, Kidur Rava. Rava makes a statement in the context of the Mishnah in Zvachim, Dioma Rava Ola Sheshchata Shalo Lishma, Asu Lizrok Dama Shalo Lishma. Even if the Shechita was Shalo Lishma, let's say for example, he Shechted the Ola Lishem Shlomim, nevertheless the Zrikas Adam has to be done Lishem Ola. And Zrikas Adam is just an example of one of the three Avodos that come after Shechita. You could also add Kabbalah and Halacha. The Iker Karban is, of course, Zrika, so Rav mentioned Zrika. And perhaps there's an extra Chidush, that even if the Shechita and the Kabbalah and the Halacha were all done Shalom Lishma, he's up to the final Avodah of Zrika. Nevertheless, the Karban still has Kedushas Karban, and the Zrika, therefore, has to be done L'Shem Ola. And that's what you'll find in the Chafetz Chaim's Likutei Halachos. He goes on and he says that in the Rambam, in Psulei Mikdashim Perek Tesvav, if he did the first Avodah Shalo Lishma, then it's not enough to apply the principle of Staman Lishma and have no Machshava for the balance of the Avodahs, but rather all of, he's required the Kohen Lachshav Beferish to have an explicit statement that the Avodah, starting from the second and going on, is going to be done Lishma. Because we have a principle called Kol Ha'os Al Das Rishonu Osa. And if he's going to do the second Avod Al Das Stoma, if he does it Stoma without any specific Machshava, and it'll be Al Das Rishonu Osa, then it'll be as if he had a Machshava Shalol Lishma. Ibai Seima, the Gemara gives another explanation for Rava's statement as to why all the Avodos have to be done Lishma, even though the first was done Shalol Lishma, Misvara, the Ibai Seima Kra. So some say it's Misvara, and some say it's Mikra. Ibai Seima Svara, Mishum de Mishani Ba, Kolhani, Lishni Ba, Venezel, because he made a change here, and he messed up, and he did Shalol Lishma at the very beginning of the Avodah, therefore, we're going to tell him to go ahead again and again, to have a Machshava and the other Avodahs of Shalol Lishma. We understand by the compelling reasoning that that's not so, that although he messed up at the beginning, he should go ahead and do the best job that he possibly can and have Lishma for the balance of the Avodos. That's the Svara. One of the Achronim has a Sofek in the case of Shinui Liachar Shinui. Does that principle that you're not allowed to make a second Shinui after the first apply even to Shinui Bailim? Or is it only Shini Kodesh? For example, if he shechted Shalol L'Shem Bailim, This was Reuven's karvan, and he shechted l'shem Shimon. Is there an Isur if he goes and he zorek l'shem Shimon with a second duplicate shini bailim? After all, the only significance and import of l'shem bailim is as far as ritzia karvan. Now, once the original shechita, the beginning of the shechita, of the avoda, the shechita was done shelo l'shem Reuven but l'shem Shimon, and there's no ritzia bailim, then why should he need l'shma for the balance of the avodos? However, the Chofetz Chaim in his Likutei Halachos comes to the conclusion that even in the case of Shinui Bailim, he's not allowed to be Mishana Shinui Achar Shinui. Iboy Seim of the Gemara says, Kra, we should derive the Halacha of Rava, that you're not allowed to be Mishana after Shinui, from a Pasuk. The Pasuk in Parshas Ki Teitzei says, Motzos Vasecha Tishmar V'yasisa, Kasher Nadarta L'Hashem Elokecha Nidava. Very strange pasuk. The pasuk begins with the neder and ends with nedava in the same breath. Now we know there's a fundamental difference between a neder and a nedava. When a person commits himself voluntarily to take upon himself a chiyuv karbon, there are two ways he could do it. He could say a real lie karbon, which is called a neder. And the import of a neder is that if his he's mafresh a behemoth for his neder and it gets lost or it dies, he's chayav, he has to replace it. However, if he says a rezu karbon, which is called a nedava, then that behemoth becomes immediately sanctified and designated as a kedushas karbon, and if it dies or it's lost, he's not chayav beachrayas, he doesn't have to replace the karbon. And here in this pasuk, strangely enough, the pasuk begins with a neder, which implies a real lie. And then it says nedava, which is harezu. How do we reconcile this? Nedava, nederu, vekarile. Nedava, nederu. Karile neder, vekarile nedava. How could the pasuk not be sensitive to this distinction and call a neder a nedava? If he calls it a neder, then he can't call it a nedava. You can't have both at the same time. So it's one either the other. Again, the underlying premise of this sugya is that when it says neder in the pasuk, in the biblical terminology, neder means harel lai. And when if it says nedava, it means harel zu. Tosus points out here, dear Maskel Kari, that in Chulin, at the beginning of Chulin, Rav Meir uses the word nedava, and he calls it a neder. For example, the pasuk of Kohel is Tova Shalot Tidar Misha Tidav L'Shalim, and Rav Meir doesn't take the word neder literally here. Satosa says that there are exceptions to the rule, and sometimes a neder is called a nedava, but if we have an interpretation to explain why both neder and nedava appear in the same pasuk, that's what we, in Lechatchil, that would be our ideal, that would be the ideal path to travel on. Ella says, the Gemara, what does this pasuk mean? Im k'moshen adarta asisa, you took a neder to bring a karban ola, let's say, for example, you said a reali ola, and you brought an ola, that's fine, yehi neder, then you fulfilled your commitment, your chova of kasher nadarta, as it says in this pasuk. But v'im lav, and that's what we're working in the v'im lav, almost like the carrot, as two extra words that were omitted from this pasuk. If he was not makriv the karban k'moshen nadarta, meaning instead of bringing the ola l'shem ola, it was brought l'shem shlamim, is Yehei Nedava, then the karban is considered like a karban Nedava, meaning the karban is kosher, even though it was Shalol Lishma. But however, the Bailim were not Yotzei Lechi of Neder. They have to replace the karban because of the Neder. Now, in Masechet Rosh Hashanah Daf Vav, the Braisa is quoted as darshaning this pasuk for the Iser Balti Acher. to teach us that Bal Tiacher, if he delays bringing his carbon, fulfilling his neder, applies both in neder and nedava. And you get the impression that you could derive two things from one pasuk. The pasuk is referring to Bal Tiacher, and it's also referring to a Shelo Lishma situation. Now, we continue in the Gemara, and the Gemara says that a korban that shechted Shelo Lishma is called an Adava, and as a result, we're going to derive Rava's principle. Unadava mishari lishnuye bay. In a case of an Adava, which is brought as a certain korban, for example, the beginning of Sefer Vayikra and Perek Gimel, it says v'im zevach shlamim korbano, and we're talking about as v'chol l'shem shlamim, even though we're talking about shalmi nedava. So a person takes upon himself voluntarily to bring this animal, which he designates as a shlamim, then it's a shlamim of nedava, shalmi nedava. And the Torah says that he has to do everything l'shma. And even if the shechita, the zevach, was shalol lishma, and even though that means that the bialim are going to have to replace the carver, and v'lo'ol bialim shem chov, nevertheless, you're not allowed to be zorik to damim, shalol lishma, like any din of nedava. So the Gemara has now, finally, two ways of basing Rava. One way is to anchor Rava in a svara, and the other way is to derive it from a drasha in the pasuk. Now we start the main sugya for today. Lema masnisin delo ki Rabbi Shimon. Shall we assume that our Mishnah, which establishes that shalol lishma passes the mincha, that shalol lishma sulos, meaning according to the Mishnah, the shalol lishma passes the korban completely, even to the extent in which the bialim we're not yotze the chiyuv, and they have to replace the carbon. In other words, the carbon itself is kosher, according to that Mishnah in Shelo Lishma, with the exception of Minchas Chote, Minchas Knos, but the Bailam have, in the case of Shelo Lishma and all Menachas, have not fulfilled their neder, they'll have to replace the carbon. Is lema mastis and delo kerb shimon desanya reb shimon omakal menachas shenikmitzu shalol lishman ksheiros vi olu labailim l'shem chova, meaning that Reb Shimon, as opposed to our Mishnah, took this one step further. And he said that as a general rule, again, we'll soon see some exceptions, but as a general rule in menachos, shalol lishma doesn't passel the karban and doesn't even undermine the ability of the bialim to fulfill the chova. Basically, the mincha is a mincha ksheira lechalutin in totality. And Reb Shimon goes on to give an explanation for his claim, for his position. He says she'ena menochos domos lezvachim, because even though, as far as zvachim are concerned, we have a principle shalol lishma is low alul bayim l'shem chova, but that doesn't apply in the case of menachos. And why not? And here we have a principle which we're about to learn, Rabbi Shimon's principle called Maise Mochichem Olav, that sometimes the intention is clearly indicated by the action. Actions speak louder than words. And in the case of Shelol Lishma, the Menachos, one in conscience, the other, are so different than each other that the Avoda, the nature of the Hakrava of the Mincha, is such a clear indication of what the nature of that Mincha is, because the other Mincha is so different. So let's read Reb Shimon's words. He says, She Hakometz machvas l'shum marcheshes maaseh mochichen oleha. He's got two karbonos of mincha. He's got a minchas marcheshes and a minchas machvas. In the case of a marcheshes, we're talking about one kind of kli. In the case of a machvas, we're talking about an entirely different kind of a kli. And the kli that he uses for the mincha is so different that it's ma'isav mochich and olav. Now, exactly what's the difference between a machvas and a marcheshes? And that's a matter of debate. So let's just give a sort of like a quick overview of the difference between the two. According to the Shita of Rabbi Yossi HaGlili, which is later on in Masechet Menachos on Samach Gimel, a marcheshes is a kli that has a covering to it, whereas a machvas is open and has no kisui. On the other hand, according to Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel, a marcheshes is a deep kli, it has depth to it, and in contrast, the machvas is what's called a kli shatuach, it's flat. So you have a flat pan and sort of a deep pan. And according to Rabbi Chanina, the deep pan, which is a marcheshes, is called a marcheshes because kol maaseh rochashin verachin. And Rashi explains over there, Menachos, that a machvas makes the mincha into something that's kosher. It's very tough. Why? Because it's shtucha. It's flat, and the shemen spreads around to all sides of the machvas, and everything gets sort of burnt up. Everything in the mincha becomes miskasha. But marcheshes, which is a deep fry, the shemen doesn't get burnt up very quickly, and therefore, as a result, the mincha remains raka, which means maaseh rochashin verachin. Racha means it's a soft constitution. Marcheshes is milachon rechisha, not rechisha with a chav, but rechisha with a ches. When a person puts his finger on it, then the shemen sort of moves around. So it's a very oily kind of mincha, this marcheshes. Makes it more soft. Okay, Rashi elsewhere seems to give a slightly different variation on this, but we'll go now with Rashi in Masechta Menachos. Now, there are fundamentally five different types, or categories, if you will, of Menachos that come b'neder u'nedova. There's a minchas soles, a minchas machvas, a minchas marcheshes, a minchas mafet tanur shel chalos, a minchas mafet tanur shel rekikim. So let's take our sugya here, and specifically the braisa of Rabbi Shimon. He does kmitza on a minchas machvas l'shem minchas marcheshes. And Maaseh Mochichin Oleh, the Tzuras Asiya in the Machvas clearly indicates that he is being makriv this mincha as a minchas machvas. And the Kedusha is L'shem Machvas, not L'shem Marcheshes. So despite his claimer, his verbal declaration, the actions indicate that he is bringing in fact a minchas machvas L'shem minchas machvas, which is L'shma. So even though these are two different kalim, and different menachos require these two different kelim for the tigun, for the frying of the mincha, but nevertheless, therefore, it's very clear from the objective perspective of the spectator, the onlooker, what kind of a mincha he's bringing. He's bringing a minchas machvas because he does the tzuras asiya of a machvas. Again, whether a machvas is a flat pan according to Rabbi Chanina ben Gamla, or a machvas according to Rabbi Yosef Glu, means it has no covering to it. But anyway, the maisim are very, very clear. And therefore, Rabbi Shimon insists that there's no psul here of Shalol Lishma, and even as far as the Bailing fulfilling their chova, they can fulfill the chova in this case of a Marcheshes L'Shem Machmas. Now, Rabbi Shimon gives another example of two menachas which with a Shalol Lishma, in which the Masim are so clear that they indicate what the nature of the carbon is, the Kedushas HaKarbon. And that he gives a case of Chareva L'Shem Blua. Now we talk about Chareva, a Mincha Chareva, and there are only two of them that I know of, and that's Mincha Schote and Mincha Sota. Chareva is the synonymous term to Yevesha, which means that there's nothing that would be added here to the solace that would make it liquidy. The balance, all other menachos, with the exception of Minchas Chote and Minchas Sote, Sota are called Mincha Blula, which means Nivlolos Peshemen. Now, for example, let's take the case of a Mincha Sota. If a Mincha Sota is a Mincha Yevesha, and he has in mind L'Shem Mincha Blula, a different Mincha, and the same thing would apply to Minchas Chote, then clearly Maaseh Mochichet Olev, if he goes ahead and he does the Mincha as the Yevesha, as Chareva, meaning there's no added Shemen over here, then clearly he's indicating that he's doing it L'Shem Minchas Chote, L'Shem Minchas Sota, and therefore Maaseh Mochichet Olev, that the Kedusha is a Kedusha L'Shem Chareva, and not L'Shem Blua. And here, says Rav Shimon, herein lies the contrast between Menachos and Zvachim. In Zvachim we said, Lo ol l'bayil m'shem chova, that the Shalol Lishma, to some extent at least, undermines the kapara, the ritzi, the karmon. And that's because, Abol Zvachim eino kein, there's no Maisa Mochiach alav, as if to say that all the Zvachim are similar, the onlooker can't tell the difference and know whether his claim, his verbal declaration is false. Shechita achas l'chulam, zrika achas l'chulam, kabol achas l'chulam. Again, he doesn't mention halacha, but halacha is also understood. All the four avodas are identical for all zvachim. And therefore there's no principle, you cannot apply the principle of maaseh mochichen olav. Again, all this is going to be taken up by the sugya piece by piece, because there are so many differences in the zvachim in terms of the zrikas adam, or in ofos in terms of the mitzvah adam and the azos adam, and the difference between kachim kachim and kachim kalim in terms of tzafon. So many differences. So how could Rav Shimon say that there's no maisa mochichen olav in the case of zvachim? But in any event, the bottom line is that according to the opinion of Rav Shimon, as reflected in the Braisa, a machsheva shinu kodesh does not passel in the case of maaseh mochichen olav. In the case of zvachim, where it's ein nikar aleha, that's one thing. And then there's a psul of shalol lishma, which is mafkia the olal bayil l'shem chova. But in a case where the machsheva is nikar v'yodua l'chol, meaning, we don't care about his statement, but we care about the maisa that's mochiach on his machshava, there's no psul at all in the mincha. So let's just summarize a machlokes kfula, a double machlokes between Reb Shimon and the Chacham of HaMishnah. With regard to Shar Menachos, when the kmitzu was shalol l'shma, according to Chachamim, the Bailim will have to replace the Mincha with another Mincha to fulfill their neder. Reb Shimon would say, Ol Bailim L'Shem Chova. Now we get to the second Machlokas, and that's the case of Minchas Chote. If the Kmitzu is Shalol L'Shma, according to Chachamim, the carbon is possible, the Mincha is Psua. Right, because Bechatos has a separate din. We saw that already in the beginning of Zvachim, that even if Shalol L'Shma is Kosher, but in the case of Chata Shalol L'Shma, it's possible. But according to Reb Shimon, even in the case of Minchas Chote, which in a certain sense is like, it parallels the Korban Chatos, nevertheless, the Shalol Lishma does not in any way undermine the Karban, not even as far as the Bailim being Yotze their Chiyuv. Now, in both Minchas Sota and in Minchas Chote, both of them are Charevos, we say Kshera because Maseh Mochichim Aleha. Now, there is a difference between Minchas Sota and a Minchas Chote, and that's going to raise the issue here, which the Shita Mekubetzes quotes in the name of Tosis, about a Minchas Sota, where the Kmitzu is done L'shem Minchas Chote. And even though both are Charevos, nevertheless there's a fundamental difference between the two, and that is that a minchas sota comes from kemach siorim, and a minchas chote, on the other hand, comes from kemach chitim. So Tosus says that here too we can apply the principle of maseh mochichin alav, even though both are charevos, without any shema, without any levona, but since there's a difference in the grain from which the flour is created, that's enough to say to apply the principle of maseh mochichin alav. However, the Shita quotes another opinion of Rab Tuvia Mivina, one of the Baliatosis, who holds that Rab Shimon is Machshir only, as we saw in the explicit formulation in the Brisa, in the case of a Machvas L'Shem Marcheshes, or a Chareva L'Shem Blula, and the reverse. But in the case of Minchas Chote L'Shem Minchas Knos, where it's both the same kli and the same quality, meaning it's both chareva, there even Reb Shimon would agree we don't apply the principle of maseh mochichin olav. Now, even though there are zvachim, as we said earlier, where the damim are fundamentally different, and I wanted to mention the following case. There's some karbonos which require matona achas, some require arba matonos. For some it means arba matonos likuva, and some it's arba shem shtayim. And therefore we really see maseh mochichin aleh in the case of zvachim as well. So we're going to have to wait to see the sugya inside as it develops, and get the answers to all these questions as to why Reb Shimon assumes that in Zvachim we cannot apply the principle of maseh mochichin alav. Now, I said to you that Reb Shimon didn't mention here holacha, and I told you that that was just understood by itself, but that's not really true, because Reb Shimon happens to be the one Tana in Masechet Zvachim Daf Yud Gimel holds that there's no machsheva shalo lishma in the case of halacha, because halacha is not considered an avoda. So this might be Reb Shimon l'shitaso, and he deliberately omits halacha. Now, in the case of nesinas komets bekli shalo lishma, then Rabbi Shimon has a shita later on a Daf Chavav that this is an avoda she'efshal levatla. It's like halacha in halachas adam in zvachim, that it can be avoided. And therefore the question is, why should there be a shalol lishma in the case of nesinas komets according to Reb Shimon itself? And the reason why nesinas komets is not necessarily a critical, crucial avoda is because, says Reb Shimon, efshal lahaktir, lahaktir al mizbech biad yamin, below Nesinas Kli, that this is Efshal Levatla, and you can even put it directly, the Komets directly on the Mizbeach, again with his right hand, but he doesn't have to use a Kli, and therefore Kabbalah B'Kli, or otherwise known as Nesinas HaKomets B'Kli, is not a critical Avoda. So this has to be taken under advisement. In any event, the Gemara now would like to suggest that you can reconcile Reb Shimon with our Mishnah according to Rav Ashi. Now, this Rav Ashi is really a little bit later on in the Sugya. The Gemara in just a few lines from now, is going to quote a braisa, another braisa, that formulates Reb Shimon in what seems to be contradictory to the Reb Shimon that we just learned, and the two braisas of Reb Shimon. And Reb Shimon in the second braisa seems to assume that, at least in certain cases, like for example, Minchas Chote, which has the same status as a Chatus and Behema, is Kmitza Shlo Lishma actually passes the Karban. Whereas here in our Brisa, the first Brisa of Reb Shimon, it's explicit that he says that the Karban is Kosher. In any event, the Gemara is going to offer a number of different possibilities, alternatives as to how to reconcile those two Brises. One of them is the Shita of Rav Ashi, and Rav Ashi now opens up a window of opportunity to reconcile Reb Shimon with our Mishnah. How so? Let's just read the Gemara inside. Hanicha l'Rav Ashi di Omar. He reconciles those two brisos by saying the following. Khan, the first brisa, is talking about Kometz Machvas. In other words, the Kohen makes a declaration of Hareini Kometz L'shum Marcheshes. So we're talking about a Minchas Machvas, and he did it Shalol L'shmo L'shem Marcheshes. But he never mentioned the word mincha. Notice, he mentioned just the kelim. He said, machvas l'shem marcheshes. Well, actually, he didn't say machvas. He says, hareini kometz l'shem marcheshes. And he left out the word mincha. So he's not doing a real declaration. It's not a real bona fide, genuine declaration of shalol l'shma, because shalol l'shma refers to the carbon shalol l'shma. In this case, the mincha shalol l'shma. He didn't say anything about the mincha shalol l'shma. He's just confusing the kelim. And that, according to Rav Ashi, is where Rav Shimon in our first brisa says that the carbon, the mincha is kshera, because it's just pitputei dvarim. In other words, if he doesn't mention the mincha, he just mentions the kli. It's just Dibur Bialma. I mean, clearly he did what he had to do, and he was Kometz in the Machvas, so everything is fine. Khan, but the second Brisa, where we have a case where Reb Shimon himself says the Mincha is completely Psula, that's a case of Kometz Minchas Machvas L'shem Minchas Marcheshes. That's his declaration was not just I'm switching the kli, but I'm switching the mincha. And he calls it a minchas marcheshes. Here, Reb Shimon is moda that the mincha is psula. And if that be the case, we have a wonderful opportunity to reconcile Reb Shimon with that Mishnah. Demasnisen mincha l'shum mincha hi. And in our case, in the Mishnah, where the carbon is not ol l'shem bailim, there, we're talking about a case where he mentioned the word mincha. He said, "Areini kometz minchas machvas zu l'shem minchas marcheshes." So since he added the word mincha, even Reb Shimon is mod, as we said before, that it's not ol l'shem chova, and therefore our Mishnah could also reflect, just as well, reflect the shita of Reb Shimon. Now again, if you go to the second brisa for a second, which is again just a few lines down on this Amud, you'll see that he says Minchas Chote im kvatsa shalo lishma psula kechatos. Now that seems to indicate that the carbon is completely posel. Here, what we're saying is that the carbon itself is kosher, despite the fact that it was shalo lishma, if we're reconciling Rav Shimon with our Mishnah. So that's one problem that has to be raised. The second problem is that to reconcile the two Reb Shimons and the two Brises, we have not only Rav Ashi's approach, but we also have Rabba and Rava. And that's what the Gemara points out now. El Rabba v'Rava mai ikal meima. In other words, Rabba and Rava are going to have a different way of reconciling. For example, Rabba, as we'll soon see, he makes a distinction between Shinui Kodesh and Shinui Bailim. Our Mishnah is clearly a case of Shinui Kodesh, and in that case, according to Rabba and Reb Shimon, the mincha is kshera. He says, V'chi tema
Kidakomashani Rabba, if you're going to use Rabba's logic. And what was Rabba's logic? Kan b'shini kodesh, kan b'shini bailim, that the first brisa, where Rav Shimon is machshir shalol lishma on mincha, that's a case of shini kodesh. The second brisa, where Rav Shimon, in the case of a minchas chote, the carbon shalol lishma is possible, that's shini bailim, where instead of having in mind Ruvain the bala mincha, he had in mind Shimon, because again, in the distinction between Reuven and Shimon, there's no possibility of applying the principle of Maaseh Mochichin Oleha, because he's doing the exact same Maisa, but for the wrong person. He says that blocks our ability to reconcile Rav Shimon with our Mishnah. Why did Masnisa and our Mishnah of Shalol Lishma says explicitly Shalol Lishma is a Shinui Kodesh. Shinui Kodesh, who the Ketani, it says in the Sefer of the Mishnah, Ketzad Lishma for Shalol Lishma, Lishum Minchas Chote, Lishum Minchas Nedova. So we're not talking about Shinui Bailim, we're talking about Shinui Kodesh. The Inami Ketani Ketamishani Rav, if you take Rav's reconciliation of the Stira and the two Rav Shimon's, namely, Kan, the first place where Rav Shimon is Machshir Shini Kodesh, that's only Bekometz Mincha L'Shum Mincha, meaning from one Mincha to another Mincha. Kan, in the second place where Rav Shimon says it's possible, it's Bekometz Mincha L'Shum Zevach, where he had in mind for a Karbon Behema. Now there's no way we can reconcile Rav Shimon without Mishnah Doha Masnisin Mincha L'Shum Mincha Hi. The Mishnah says explicitly that we're talking about one Mincha for another Mincha. As it says in the Sefer of the Mishnah, K'toni Ketzad Hu Shalol L'Shmam Shalol L'Shmam L'Shem Mincha Mincha Sedol V'Shem Mincha Schote. So we're talking about a Shinui Kodesh. And in Shinui Kodesh, Rav Shimon, according to Rava, maintains that the carbon is still Ol Abayel M'Shem Chova. Ela, therefore, we must conclude that according to Rava, Rabban Rava Machvarta Masnisin Delok Rav Shimon, that Rav Shimon who's Machshir Shinui Kodesh in the case of Mincha L'Mincha cannot be reconciled with our Mishnah that says that Lo Ol L'Bayil M'Shem Chova. And now to clarify exactly the various shitos that we mentioned before, let's go back to the original source. V'Rami to Rav Shimon Ad Rav Shimon. The Sanya, in other words, the first brisa says that, as a general rule, in Shinui Kodesh, Rav Shimon says the Minchas Kshera. The Sanya, we have a second brisa that says Rav Shimon Omer, Kodesh Kadoshim hi kachatos v'chaosham, in the parish of Mincha and Vayikravov. The Torah equates the Mincha by classifying it as a Kodesh Kadoshim with Chatos and Osham. And from that Hekesh, Rav Shimon is going to derive Halachas from Chatas V'Yoshim to Mincha. And which halacha we most interested in right now is Yesh Mehem Kechatas, Yesh Mehem Ka'asham. This Hekesh is going to be used for one din based on Chatas, another din based on Hekesh to Asham. Yesh Mehem Kechatas, Yesh Mehem Ka'asham. Minchas Chote Arei Kechatas. Right, a Minchas Chote is the Mincha parallel to a Karbon Chatas in Behema. And therefore, gets the same din as a chatas and behema. Lefichem kmotza shalol lishma psula mikichatas. Just like we saw at the beginning of Masechta Menachos, that the one exception to the rule of shalol lishma with the zevach is kosher is mincha. If you have there's actually another exception, Karban Pesach. But in case of mincha, the Mishnah is outspoken that if you had a shalol lishma and chatas, the carbon is completely possible. So too, in the case of Minchas Chote, says Rav Shimon, by virtue of this Hekesh, if you had a Shalol Lishma in the Minchas Chote, the Karbon, the Mincha is Psula, which is against Rav Shimon in the first brisa that we saw, that even in the case of Minchas Chote, the Mincha is Ksherin Shalol Lishma. Now let's get the equation according to Rav Shimon in the second brisa to Asha. Minchas Nedova, no, it's not the case of Minchas Chote, which is a Karbon Chova, but in the case of Minchas Nedova, where he voluntarily took upon himself to bring a Mincha, Rehi Ka'asham, and has the same status as an Asham, ulefika k'matza shelo l'shma k'shera. That means that the karbon, the mincha, is k'shera shelo l'shma. Again, this is only according to the Tanakhama of the Mishnah at the beginning of his Zvachim, who says that shelo l'shma in Asham is like shelo l'shma in all other karbonos, and the karbon is kosher. And v'dina ke'asham, it has another din. No, I'm sorry, this is really the same din of shelo l'shma. Ma asham kosher v'yena maratze. Right, it means that the carbon itself is kosher in shelo l'shma. It's not all the bayil l'shem. Chovaf mincha, minchas nedova, if he did the kmitza shelo l'shma in the case of minchas nedova, not in the case of minchas chotev, in the case of minchas nedova, is k'sher v'yena maratze. Has the same status as Oshem Shalol Lishma, and the Mincha is Ksher, but it's not Maratzah. So we see explicitly that Rav Shimon, in one case, namely Minchas Chote, says that Shalol Lishma completely passes the Karvan. And in the other case of Minchas Nedova, he says that it's Kosher, but Eino Ola Labayil Shem Chova. And that's against Rav Shimon in the first brisa, because Rav Shimon in the brisa says in all cases, Minchas Chote and all the rest, Minchas Nedova, the Shelo Lishma does not undermine the carbon, which means that not only is the carbon kosher, it's all l'shem l'bayil l'shem chov, and that's because of Maaseh HaMochichin Olev. So we really have a kasha now within Rav Shimon. Amar Rabba lo kasha, as we indicated before, Kan b'shini kodesh, Kan b'shini bayilim. With regard to Shini Kodesh, we can apply the principle of Maaseh Mochichin Oleha. The second Brisa is talking about a case of Shini Bailim where you don't have the principle of Maaseh Mochichin Oleha. It's just a question of Shini Bailim. And here's where Reb Shimon splits between Minchas Chote. Minchas Chote, if it's Shalol L'Shem Bailim, Shini Bailim passes the entire Mincha, meaning the whole purpose of the Mincha is for the Chote. And if it's not going to be Ol Bailim L'Shem Ritzuv and Kapar for his Chet, then the carbon is completely meaningless. Throw it in the rubbish, as we would say. However, in other Minchas, let's say Minchas Nedova, then the halacha is that if the Kmitza was Shalol L'Shma, the carbon, the Mincha is Kshera, there is no ritzui, but the mincha is a nedava. It's a meaningful karbon, even without ritzui, and even if it means that the bialim have to replace it. Abai is not happy with Rabba. Amalei Rabba, michti machshava de pasal rachmana hakeshahi, mali shinu kodesh, mali shinu bialim. Clearly in the brisa, Rav Shimon indicates that his source for a psul of Mincha Shelo L'Shma is the Hekesh of Kechatos Ke'asham. And if that be the case, why should we make any distinction between Shinui Kodesh and Shinui Bailim? Very interesting that Abai is completely oblivious to the clear-cut fundamental distinction between Shinui Bailim and Shinui Kodesh in the context of Rav Shimon of Maaseh Mochichin Oleha. But in any event, the Gemara itself is going to give this response and defense of Rabba against the attack of Abaye. Amalei, so Rabba says in response to Abaye's kasha, Rav Shimon himself in the first price explained his reasoning of Maaseh Mochichin to come Rav Shimon Svara. It's all based on Svara. And Rav Shimon Dorish time of the crow, we'll come back to that in just a second, is machshava de lo minkere posal rachmana, machshava de minkere lo posal rachmana. Herein lies the clear-cut fundamental distinction between Shini Kodesh and Shini Bailim. In Shini Kodesh, we have Maaseh Mochichin Oleha. There's a heker, the onlooker understands what the nature of the carbon is. Mashenken, in the case of Shini Bailim, it's an identical carbon, whether it's for Ruvet or for Shimon. And therefore, you don't have the principle of minkara machshava, you know, to have a heker from the maisa. Now, in the middle here, which we sort of skipped, the Gemara mentions that Rav Shimon is Doresh time of the Kra. Now, this is Rav Shimon Umetum. This is Rav Shimon all over the place, in Bob Metzia and elsewhere,
We'll explain the case in Bamitzi in just a minute. Reb Shimon holds Darshin and Taimi the Krah. If there's an obvious reasoning in the Pasuk, then we could use that reasoning to define and restrict the application and the scope of the Pasuk. Here too, we have a Hekesh, and perhaps we now get a little bit of a light on Abai's objection to Rava, because Abai thought that we're dealing with a Hekesh, and we have a principle of Ein Meshivin al Hekesh. You know, if you have a Hekesh, then you have to take the Hekesh, not Lemechtel, Leviel, Leshlish, but you take the complete Hekesh. So if you have a Hekesh to Chatos and Oshem, that's what Meshivin is based on, then that should apply not just to Shinu Bailin, but also to Shinu, not only to Shinu Kodesh, but also to Shinu Bailin. And the answer to that Rabbah introduces here is that Reb Shimon L'Tamei, Reb Shimon L'Shitoso, who holds Darshin and Taimi the Krah, and therefore I can take this Hekesh and I can define it and limit it based on Taimi the Krah. Now, what's the case of Taimi the Krah in the Gemara about Metzia? That's sort of like a classical Reb Shimon, a paradigmic Reb Shimon. The Torah says, and it's a separate law, counting in Taryag, v'lo sachbol beged almona. The Sugi Bab Metzi addresses the issue as to whether or not this law is all-inclusive, it's absolute, it applies to every almona, or, as Rav Shimon would have it, einu noeg ela b'almona aniya, only a poor almona. If she's a rich almona, then we don't apply, because the whole din of being memashke and k'susa shel chavero means that if I take from the debtor, I take his beged as security, he doesn't have another beged to sleep in if he's so poor. And the same thing applies here in the case of almana. And therefore, if it's ksus laila, you have to give it back for the laila. If it's ksus yom, you have to give back for the yom. And all the deen that apply, that's all because the person needs this piece of article of clothing so desperately. In the case, however, an almana ashira, she's a rich woman, the whole reasoning here doesn't apply, because she has another garment. And Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with Rabbi Shimon there in Bav Metzia Kuftes Bav, and he holds that the Isser is no egg in any almana aniya ashira, because lo dashinon time of the Krah. And again, you have the hekesh here between the Korban Mincha and the other Korbanos. We also have a Hekesh between Mincha and Shlomim. And the question is, can we make this distinction between Shinu Kodesh and Shinu Bailin? And Abai is insisting in Hekesh Lemechtza. So what is Rava's counter-argument against Rava? And the answer is that since Rav Shimon himself is Dorish Tami the Krah, then we see this Hekesh is also like a Krah. And the psul of Zvachim and Shalol Lishma is because of Ein Maseh Mochichim Aleim. And the exception to that rule is going to be Shinui Kodesh. But as far as Shinui Bailim is concerned, there's no reason to make that distinction, because there's no Svara of Maseh Mochichim Aleim. Now, if you recall, Reb Shimon in the first price set up a contrast. He said that in the case of Zvachim, we don't have this principle of Maseh Mochichim Aleim, and that's why Shalol Lishma is going to undermine the Ritzi Karban on behalf of the Bailin. Frek the Gemara, Lemiata Ola Sa'ov Shemaloka Lemala. What happens in the case of Malika in an Ola Sa'ov, where he had in mind, or he declared that he's doing the Malika L'Shem Chata Sa'ov? And here there's a fundamental distinction between the malika of an ola in the case of Oaf, and a malika of a chatas in the case of an Oaf. In the case of an ola, the halacha requires that the malika be done what's called the chetzio ha'elyon shel mizbeach, which means on the top half of the mizbeach was split in the middle with a chut ha'sikra. And now, according to the logic of Rav Shimon of Maseh Mochichin Aleha, even in this case where the Olas Ha'of was, the Malika was done L'Shem Chatas Ha'of, since there's a Maseh Mochichin Aleha Teratze, there should be not only a Kashrus, but even a Ritzu, according to Rav Shimon. Why? Because the very fact that he went ahead and he did the Malika on the top half of the Mizbeach, that itself clearly proves and indicates to anyone who's any spectator that it's an Olas Ha'of. The Yichatas Ha'ofi L'mata Avi Ovid Le, the Malika should have been done on the lower half of the Mizbeach, below the Chut HaSikra. Now he has Nikar Machshavto. The Maisa clearly indicates and proves that he's doing it as an Olas Ha'of. The Malika was a Malika of an Olas Ha'of, and therefore the carbon should be kosher. And the Mishnah in Zvachim on Daf Samach Vav says that that the Baal Ha'of, the Baal Ha'ola, will have to replace this Olas Ha'of with another Olas Ha'of. Why is that so? What happened to Maaseh Mochich and Olea? And Gemara answers, Otu Chatas Ha'of L'mala Milesa. Is it really impossible to do the Malika in the case of a Chatas? We want to say, well, look, the Malika here was done on the top half of the Mizbeach. That proves it can't be a Chatas. That makes sense if the premise is true that there's no such thing as Malika of Chatas on the top half of the Chut HaSikra. Ha'omar Mar, we have a Bryce in Zvochim Adaf Samach Gimel, Malika Bechol Mokom B'Mizbeach Kshera. Then in the case of Chatas Of, wherever you did the Malika on the Mizbeach, it's kosher. So the very fact that he did it L'mala, again, in the case of Olas Of, it has to be L'mala. In the case of Olas of Chatas Of, it could be L'mala, it could be L'mata, but there's no clear Maaseh Mochich Olam. So the Gemara now asks the following, well, what about Mitzu? You know, until now we've been talking about Hazah. But now let's get to the mitzvah, the second process. And there, Olas Ha'of Shemitza Doma L'mala, L'shem Chatas Ha'of Teratza. And here it's a real case of Maaseh Mochich Olea Di Olas Ha'of. The fact that he does the mitzvah when he sort of grabs onto the bird by its, you know, takes the whole bird and he squeezes the dam directly from the bird onto the Mizbeach, and he does it L'mala Michut HaSikra, that clearly indicates beyond the shadow of a doubt that it's an Olas Ha'of. Te'i Chatas Ha'ofi L'mata Avi Ovid Le. As you're talking about Mitzvah Adam, in the case of Chatas Ha'of, it's got to be done below the Chut HaSikra. Rashi Dibra Masal HaZoh explains, elucidates the difference between HaZoh and Mitzui. He says Hazor is halos vorodas gufa of bekoach kineged hamizbeach v'dam nitas me elov al kiram hamizbeach. Mitzui schitas savora of bein ha'etzbos kidei shekiluach adam yelech lemerchak al kiram hamizbeach. So Rashi seems to indicate here, the different Rashis elsewhere in Zvachim, but here in Menachos, Rashi indicates that Hazah requires a close relationship between the Guf Ha'of and the Mizbeach. And the, you know, he pushes the Guf Ha'of physically with a koach, he says, with a push, Kenegan HaMizbeach, the dam squirts out onto the Kira Mizbeach. Mitzui, on the other hand, is where he actually physically squeezes the neck of the bird in such a, between his fingers in such a word that there's a kiluah, there's a flow of dam that goes lemerchak, that he's standing at a distance and it goes all the way to the Kira Mizbeach. He says, V'hazah avi kodeh. In the case of Chatas Ha'of, first he does the Dam Behazah on Kira Mizbeach, and then only afterwards he does the Mitzui of the Dam on the Yisoda Mizbeach. This is not the same as Olas Ha'of, where the Dam is given B'Mitzui without a Hazah. In any event, the differences here in the Avodah, in the case of Of, between Olas Ha'of and Chatas Ha'of is so clear that we should apply the principle of Rabbi Shimon of Maaseh Mochich and Olea. So you take a look on the top of Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara gives the answer that the Amri, we don't apply the principle of Maaseh Mochich and Olea in the case of Karbonas Ha'of, And why is that? Because we have a principle of Dilma Mitzui Debasar HaZohu, which means that the roa, the spectator, who sees the Mitzui Adam, he thinks that this is the Mitzui of the Chatas HaOf, which is done after Azaz Dama. The Omar Mar Mitzui Dama B'chol Mokom B'mizbeach Sheira. And we have a statement in Zvachim Daf Samach Gimel Amid Beis that in the case of Mitzui Adam, and we're talking now about Chatas HaOf, anywhere on the Mizbeach is Kshira. And the Gemara derives this from a Pasuk. First it says in Vayikra Hei Vehiza Midam HaChatas Al Kira Mizbeach Vanishar Bidam Yimotze El Yisod HaMizbeach. And Yimotzel Yisod HaMizbech means Lamata, below the Chut HaSikra, but it's not, that Mokom is not Ma'akev. Not only that, we can go even further. And Tosus points this out, Dibra Maskel Mitzah, that the whole Mitzvah process is not critical. It's not Ma'akev. And if he does the Dam of Chatas Of Ba'azah Bilvad, enough Azah, then it's Kshera, and his Ritzu, he doesn't even need to do the Mitzvah. So Mitzvah is not Ma'akev in Chatas. Of course, in the case of Olas Of, Mitzui is critical. That's all you have is Mitzui. You don't have Hazah. But in the case of Chatas Of, if you did the Hazah and you didn't do the Mitzui, you omitted the Mitzui, the Karban is Maratzah. So therefore, we certainly have no Masah Mochichrole, because, you know, if the Mitzui is done here, and Mitzui could be anywhere on the Mizbech in the case of Chatas Of, then there's no clear-cut indication that he's doing this L'shem Olasov. Now, let's just see if we can read just another two lines in the Gemara, even though we're here on Daf Gimel and Aleph. According to Rabba, the Gemara asks in Shitas Rav Shimon, that Maaseh Muchachin Olav is going to kasher, is going to salvage the carbon, and there's no psul, even though it's Shinei Kodesh, it's Chatas Of Shehiz Adama Lamata L'shem Olas Of. Let's reverse the case. We're not talking about an Olas Of, we're talking about a Chatas Of, and he does the Hazal Lamata, and he declares that it's L'shem Olas Of, is Teratza. The Maaseh Muchachin Olav the Chatas Of, he. The Olas Ofi is Lamala Havi Ovidle. Clearly, by doing the Mitzui Lamata, I'm sorry, he did the Mitzui Lamata. That indicates that it's a Chatas Of. Had it been an Olas Ofi, he'd have to do the Mitzui above the Chut HaSik on the top here for the Mizbeah. And the Gemara says, Hochinami, and according to Rav Shimon, a Chatas Of, whereas the Azos Adam was done, declared by the Kohen L'Shem Olas Of, it's Kshera, and it's Maratza. What are we going to do with the statement of Rav Shimon? He says, El Afisha Ein HaMenochos Domos L'Zvachim, which is really not true. Because here we see that even a Mincha could be similar to Zvachim, and we could apply the principle that even a Zevach could be Maseh Mochichet Oleha, like the case of Menochos. And the Gemara answers, Ka'amar, we have to reinterpret Rav Shimon, Lezvachim v'lo lofos. What he meant is that there's no Maisa Mochichin in Zvachim, meaning in Behemoths, but there is in fact a case of a Zevach, if you will. It's not a Mincha, but a Zevach, but not a Zevach of Behemoth, but a Karbanos Ha'ov, which is similar to Menachos, where we can apply the principle of Masa Mochichin Aleha, and Shini Kodesh would not passel the Karban, the Chatos. I'm sorry, the Zevach, in the case of a Chatas HaOf that was brought with an explicit declaration of the Kohen that it is for the sake of an Olas HaOf. We'll stop here. The Gemara is going to give a whole slew of other kashes in Zvachim Ulechor. We do have Maaseh Mochichin Aleha, and that will pick up here with Kodshei Kodshim on the top of Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. If you count down about nine, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 lines down from the top.